I see here that you were involved with some work that was presented at the ASCO GI meeting on single-shot celiac plexus radio surgery in pancreatic cancer. And then I see there's a trial in progress looking at this. Can you talk about that procedure?
Yeah, so a colleague of mine, Yakov Richard Lawrence, who also works at the Sheba Medical Center, and he's a fantastic colleague and friend. So he's the PI of the study. I'm a sub-PI. So he's a radiation therapist. He's got a lot of expertise in doing SBRT. And one of the ideas was, you know, is it possible to do SBRT to the celiac plexus for palliation, which is celiac involvement and the very significant radiating pain that we see from the involvement of the celiac plexus in our patient, that belt-like, that pressure around that comes all around the abdomen and their back is very prominent, and I probably see it in the vast majority of our patients. So what we do is we offer the patients a single stereotactic radio frequency ablation of the celiac plexus, and it seems to really reduce the pain. We've seen some really nice results when we have, you know, opiate reduction and a real nice reduction in the pain with this approach. And it's just a matter of timing. So we kind of start chemo and we say to the patients, you know, if your pain doesn't get better, then we have this opportunity to do clinical trial and SBRT to your celiac plexus.
I'm kind of curious, is the mechanism just pure anti-tumor, or partially is this related to actually damaging the nerves?
I think it's a combination. I'm not sure I'm the perfect person to answer that question, but I think it's a combination of both.
Very interesting.
Yeah, because if it was only tumor, then, you know, we would see when regrowth of the tumor, and, you know, we know that it's an aggressive disease, or we would probably see the pain coming back, but we don't. Once it actually helps the pain, it normally goes away forever. So it's probably a combination.